Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Clear off my glasses and clear up my throat. Here we are. My body is now tuned and timed for another hour of conversation. Here we are in our right seats. Jennifer Horn is to my right. Victoria is to my left. Jay's right in front of me. I'm Doug Steffen. How do you do? Today, optimism is blooming as there are a lot of things going on that are horrible in the Ukraine, but there are some things going on that seems to The problem here is, and I just said this to Victoria, what is there today that we can be afraid of? And then I think to myself, an old philosophical, actually came from a French philosopher, nothing in life is to be feared, it's only to be understood. And now is the time to understand more so that you can fear less. So when you understand what we're dealing with here, we have a subhuman being who unfortunately has been given power, let to get to a point way beyond what any leader in any country should be. And unfortunately, there are a lot of despots around. You look around the world and you can find not people that are as bad as Putin, but you know, they're bad leaders and they do bad things. They have tools at their disposal. You just have to wonder why it is or how it is. People want to believe that everything or that most things are good. I think we all want to think that. But when you look at the mass murder that's taking place in this war, the attack on the children's hospital, killing people that are innocent, I mean, a child in a hospital. What the hell's the matter with these?
And a maternity ward.
I think yeah. just a child in a hospital.
Are dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These women were giving birth when this place was bombed. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. So why hasn't somebody put a brain in Putin's head yet? Put a brain. Put a bullet in his brain.
He does need, you know, he needs a new brain. Or a bullet.
Well, yeah, he's
beyond. I think everybody's afraid. You know, that's the thing. Is
well,
that,
back
I mean,
to
how many
the
times,
fear thing.
I mean, how many times have you heard people say, well, we don't want to get into World War III? I mean, but, I mean everybody's
right,
dying for everybody.
I'm sick of hearing that. Yeah, I'm really sick of hearing that. So anyway, and what do you think the troops are thinking about this? More and more troops apparently are heading for the hills. Meanwhile, the life of so many people needlessly ended because of what you're suggesting, Jennifer, lily-livered leadership. That's what it is. It's
I think
horrible.
That's why so many people like Zelensky. I mean, Zelensky is not without fault. In fact, they were not so happy with Ukraine. Well, exactly. But what I'm saying is that he was suffering within his own country. There are real charges of corruption about what was going on in Ukraine. But people are so thirsty for somebody with a backbone that the minute he stands up and he says, I'm going to stay here and fight with my people, we're like, oh, and then he captures the hearts of the world because it's like there's someone with like some bravery and some courage. And people are thirsty for that. I think more than we maybe even thought, people are thirsty for that.
His wife was all over the place yesterday talking about the war and what it's done. And this was an open letter that she wrote to global media. There has to be more and more. The coverage is so complete. It can't be the Russians, the average Russian or a Chinese person doesn't know what's going on. The countries are too big. They're not easily controlled anyway.
Well,
they're too...
There's because we know that the internet is severely restricted in Russia right now, and social media and everything. But I was reading a tech report last night, and there's a big rush on VPNs, virtual private networks. And so a lot of the younger people in Russia and a lot of the athletes who just left the Beijing Olympics, you know, where there was a warning about cybersecurity and things like that. And a lot of the younger athletes knew how to just, you know, buy a burner phone and hook it up to a VPN, and they weren't really concerned about cybersecurity. So the information, I think, is trickling out in Russia, starting with younger people, going to, you know, parents and grandparents, and kind of spreading around. Now, That is one element. But then if there if a lot of people are saying, I know we've said it here, it seems like there has to be some sort of a coup in Russia in order for this, for Putin to be stopped, because it doesn't seem like anyone's going to stop him, you know, in a warlike situation. So if his own people don't overthrow the government, which, I mean, I don't know how highly unlikely that is. I don't know. But it seems like it has to come from within, and the information is, it's slow to trickle out.
Mm. All right. Well, let's see what's going on this side of the pond. Press Secretary Psaki warning in a number of tweets that Russia may be prepared to use chemical or biological weapons. I'm actually surprised they haven't done it yet, because they have them. And this is the sort of thing.
Chernobyl has no power, and in another 48 hours, the cooling system is off. And so a lot of experts are out there saying that after 72 hours of no cooling system, that's when you have a real risk that Chernobyl can start to malfunction. That doesn't mean it will. It means that there's a possibility that it could after 72 hours with no cooling. And it's been at least 24, I think, since they shut down the power at this facility.
Well, it's not the first time they've used and helped other people in other countries use these biological weapons. In many instances, they're worse than what might be the effect of a nuclear bomb, if depending on where this stuff goes. And I think there's a comparison here. We've been through 2 years of basically a biological war with an agent that was released in China. That was the COVID thing. Make no mistake about it. Was a that is and continues
Bio-war,
to be.
Yep.
A weapon of biological destruction. Look at what it did to the people. There's studies released on what COVID-19 does to your brain. It shrinks it. If you've had a bad case of COVID, a long haul, whatever they call it, memory loss, brain shrinkage, that sort of thing.
Some people have had so many neurological issues. My mom's friend is still suffering over a year later. I mean, just, you know, going to type an email and knowing what she wants to say, and her brain just can't get her fingers to type the words.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And she was healthy before COVID. She really was. Mm-hmm. And she's younger than my mom and healthy, and it just hit her so badly.
Well, speaking of COVID, there are so many examples of this. There was an episode of one of the FBI's the other night that focused on somebody stealing $30 million in COVID funds and running and leaving the country.
Ripped from the headlines, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. That's Dick Wolf's deal. Here's this story about the fellow who used COVID funds to buy Pokemon cards at an auction. He was caught.
That's a
Georgia
necessity.
Sentenced.
And he bought one card for 57 grand.
$57,000. Yeah,
and then and then he lied about, you know, his all the paperwork. And how many times are we going to see this, you know, in the next couple of years?
Investigating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people have been busted for buying Ferraris and jewelry and all kinds of stuff. But a Pokemon card is definitely the dumbest that I've seen so far.
That's one of the Uri Geller stories that I love. Uri, for those of you who don't know, probably one of the most well-known personalities over the last 50, 60 years, a mentalist, mind healer, mind bender, spoon bender, somebody, whoever it is that that originated the Pokemon cards, they used his image on one of the cards, and they didn't ask him. They didn't get his permission. They didn't get anything. So he sued him. And he got like $5-6 million, $7 million out of him
for
using that. Well, but see, that's the thing. I don't know. It's on both sides. There's so much corruption and crooked people think they can get away with stuff. Meanwhile,
got 3 years
they can.
Jail.
Yeah, they have been able to, of course.
So you get busted.
So now the situation with COVID reversing itself. You know, we've all laughed about what we do here because we all are in our pajamas or in our sweatpants or whatever it is that's around, because we're not in the same places, but we're on the radio. We don't have to be dressed. And that was sort of, that became the symbol of COVID. And now that it's over and American office workers are going back to work and back to school, et cetera, et cetera, the return to office attire, number of, this stuff that is, dressy sort of shirts and good slacks, that sort of thing. Apparel sales gone up one-third higher than they were last year, 37% higher compared with a year ago. The overall retail sales in stores, We're up 8-9%. That's kind of cool.
More people are definitely shopping. I also think the back
to office. They're going to the stores.
Yes, the office attire. I also think part of it is, because I still know a lot of people on the East Coast who have not returned to an office, but part of it is people are also, and I'm in this category too, everybody's like starting to work out again and lose weight and get, you know, kick the pandemic, you know, weight that everybody put on. And I think just shopping in general is up. So I'm not necessarily sure that it's completely office attire. I think it might just also be people who haven't shopped in 2 years and haven't added that. What was the need for us to add anything to our wardrobes in the last 2 years? I mean, really nothing.
You know, that's sort of a powerful message talking about losing weight. The sizes of things that are being, just nosing around here a little bit, the big and tall or big sizes have spiked also as well. And maybe that's a reminder about how we, and I'm thinking about it. I have to go see Dr. Ken for my annual, but it hasn't been done for 3 years, cardiological exam next Monday. And I, you know, I'm using my Calitrin because I want to make sure that I am at fighting weight, if you will. And even somebody like me that's conscious of it, most people who are, that didn't mean they didn't gain weight. They just meant, oh, damn, look at that. So if I can remind you.
You were pretty active, though, throughout.
Well, at least in the same.
Yeah, when most people were, you know, sort of like all of a sudden, I mean, for us, you know, we had all kinds of Zoom happy hours, and then we were eating pizza, and everybody had, you know, we were all, everybody just sort of dug
pizza
into comfort food.
And to-go alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, that happened in a lot of states. So now, like, the conversation amongst all of our friends is, how much weight have you lost? Everyone's like, yeah, I'm down, like, 5 pounds, or I'm down 7 pounds, or whatever.
It's good.
And everyone's like, yeah, well, I don't drink whiskey every night. And, like, I mean, a lot of people are just kind of going back to what life sort of was like in 2019.
So if you want to do that, keep the weight off, lose the weight, good for you. Keep it off, even better for you. Go to toploss.com. Folks at Calitrin have prepared a fabulous welcome for you. You get just the most powerful thing about this is that it works. 86% success rate, all natural way to keep the weight off once you've lost it. Go to toploss.com and join the rest of us who are supporting themselves with the Calitrin. Check it out, and when you do check out, use the discount code DJV. If you please, it's 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the DJV Thursday program. It's March the 10th, and for Jennifer's benefit, we're one-third of the way. Well, this weekend will be one-third of the way through the month of March. Whoopee! Things are going on. That's not something that's trending. It's just something that gets on people's mind. Look at the time. Tick-tock, tick-tock. And so, anyway, as far as the time is concerned, we have several items of interest to squeeze into the next few moments from the social media world, and we'll get to that after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
So, Jay, I'm going to steal a little of your thunder, if I may, for a moment, because we've all been talking about the passing of Conrad Janis, who on the surface is one of those guys who was a veteran character actor. He started his career in the 1940s, passed away at the age of 94. He was on Mork and Mindy. He was on the Cable Guy. I'm looking at his IMDb. He was on the George Burns original comedy show. And then in the 80s, probably most prolific. But I just saw a list of 505 people who would be considered your favorite, my favorite, our favorite character actors, people whose names you probably don't recognize, but as soon as you see their picture, you know exactly who they are. And this guy was one of them. His last acting job was in 2012. So that would have meant he was in, well, that may have been 84, right? And all of these things. As soon as he changed a lot as he got older, and I think most people remember him earlier on, and then you wouldn't have equated the early face with the later face. But anyway, the passing of this guy who was, what did you say, he played the trombone?
It was either the trumpet or the trombone, I read, and he played at Carnegie Hall. So he had a really interesting life and career.
Yeah, he did, right. Yep. So we mark his passing. All right, so now more important news. How come the Kardashians are getting paid so much, Jay? Let's figure that out.
Yeah, they're going to be making 9 figures for their new Hulu show, which a lot of people...
What does nine figures mean? A million bucks a piece? What does that mean?
Somewhere in the 100 millions. The exact price tag hasn't been disclosed, but it is a 9-figure paycheck. And Khloe Kardashian is defending the family's reported paycheck, saying that they share so much of their personal lives for entertainment value.
It's true. And as long as people want to keep watching, I mean, I'm excited to watch the new show on Hulu. So good for them. I think it's kind of crazy. After 20 seasons, people are still trying to figure out why do people watch them. Well, duh, people do. Hello, it's 20 seasons.
and all the fun that we've made of them over the years because they made all this money doing nothing. The smartest guy in the room is Ryan Seacrest, who figured out that they were worth something, and he put it all together. So good for him, too. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Change Wind Corporation has developed the wind and solar powered WST, the world's first only generator that combines both wind and sun to produce pollution-free electricity for the electric vehicle market, with a growing realization that our electric grid was never designed to handle the power surge loads required to charge EVs. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Diplomacy in Turkey today. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba are the first high-level talks between the two officials since Russian troops invaded Ukraine on February 24th. NATO member Turkey, which shares a maritime border with Russia and Ukraine in the Black Sea, has been offering to mediate between the sides. South Korea has elected a conservative president. Like Trump, he said he's ready to shake things up. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Sung-yeol said Thursday he would solidify an alliance with the United States, build up a powerful military, and strongly cope with North Korean provocations. The president-elect translated by Arirang News.
I've been fighting corruption and crimes that give people pain, and I will equally stand up against those forces harming the nation's constitution, which is centered on liberal democracy and a market economy.
Yoon will take office in May. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The group Voter GA released evidence on how election results were electronically manipulated in Georgia. During a press conference, the organizer's co-founder, Garland Favorito, outlined the investigation's findings of a cloud computing scheme that was used in Fulton County's general election.
Every vote has some type of a manipulation problem. Literally every vote in Fulton County had some type of a manipulation problem. We know that the ballots are not going to add up to the election results, but we honestly don't know what the real election results are in Fulton County, and I can tell you Fulton County doesn't know what they are. All 374,128 in-person ballot images from the 524,000 that Fulton certified, they're all missing. All 370, these are all the in-person votes, all the in-person ballot images are missing. And that's the violation of federal and state law. Well, we also have 132,284 mail-in ballot images that cannot be authenticated either because they're missing their authentication files.
Congress finally delivers a budget this week, and NASA gets most of what it wants. Congress will provide NASA with a budget of $24 billion. That's about $700 million more than NASA received for fiscal year 2021. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now on the Thursday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, taking a fresh look, the first take, if you will, for many of you, if not most of you, conversationally on the situation in the world, whether it's the world at large, the country, around the corner, up the street, there are always things going on. I was looking at the story of the information about Chernobyl and thinking about my being there. The airport in Kyiv, well, actually, the whole city. Chernobyl's only 30 miles outside of Kyiv. And when the power plant blew, you couldn't use the land. This is a very rich area in terms of soil and what's grown there, crops.
Isn't it still contaminated?
Well, there are some who say it is. But that doesn't keep it from being beautiful. It just keeps it from being usable.
Well, when you go on tours, and I saw a documentary of a British comedian who travels with his, like, snooty father, It's literally called, like, Travels with My Father. It's a really fun show on Netflix, but they went to Chernobyl, and apparently everyone has to still wear a hazmat suit just to tour anywhere around it. So it must not be totally safe.
When it was built at a time, the Russians were building nuclear power plants all over the place, and they were built out of cardboard, or the equivalent. And so this was bound to happen. And when it did, they took down all of the international community, sort of forced them to take down. And this is what gave nuclear power, you know, this and Three Mile Island, which was one of the most outrageous overplays on the news media and government. Nobody really ever got hurt because of the leakage at Three Mile Island. But to hear the stories, if you go back to that time, all before, fish got hurt. I mean, it wasn't good for the fish that were in the river that was next to the plant.
Right.
It was called Three Mile Island for a reason. And that's what they built nuclear plants in places that were isolated. You know, that's why the Japanese built the plant that they did on the edge of the island, because they figured, well, there's nobody there, there's nothing to worry about except the fish and half of the other sea life that was around that got fried, or now fish that have three heads or whatever it is that came out of that. Nuclear energy is nothing to trifle with, but the other side of it is it's one of the cleanest forms of energy. If people were still, if somehow or other governments, now this is not a great example because it's in the terms of Chernobyl, the Russian government controlled, this was at a time when they controlled Ukraine. It was built, 39, 40 years ago, this plant was built. So Ukraine was still a Russian entity, part of the USSR. And so the Russians built it, and they built it poorly, and they built a lot of other nuclear power plants that didn't, part of the problem is, what do you do with the spent nuclear fuel? That is...
Well, look what Japan's still dealing with that plan to release all that water into the Pacific. I mean, neighboring countries are still livid about that. Mm-hmm. And then they claim, oh, well, we've tested the water and it's okay. And I'm not blaming Japan on this because, I mean, they have consulted. They've done the right thing. They've consulted with neighboring countries. They've brought in a lot of experts. But it's just, there's really no great answer. That's the real problem. And the fishermen, the entire fishing industry around those waters there near Japan they said this is the end of sushi. It's the end of...
no loss there.
Well, it's a huge loss for a lot of people, and it's a huge loss for Japan.
Eating sushi is very bad for you. You don't know what's in, no matter where it comes from. You don't know what's in that stuff. I don't want to get off into a debate about sushi, because I know a lot of people, ooh, it's wonderful, it's great, it's
just raw. Had it the other night. Love it.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so where was I before I was so rudely interrupted about sushi? Oh.
Nuclear power.
Nuclear power. So I have equated that in conversations past with the batteries that are being put into these electric cars by Tesla and everybody else. Nobody has given, at least that I've heard or seen, a reasonable solution to what do you do with the batteries when they're spent. Because they are they don't break down either. The same as the nuclear rods.
Well, they get reused. If they're the rechargeable ones, they get refurbished. Yeah. Well, Tesla does that. They get refurbished and reused.
But there's a difference. All batteries are not created equal. It's not.
No, those are the lithium ion batteries are the ones I'm talking about.
Right. We should do a George Orwell treatment for batteries. Right? All batteries are created equal, but some batteries are more equal than others.
You can charge for it.
Yeah, right.
Can't imagine that wouldn't sell.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
A little chart humor.
Jennifer is referring to my taking a shot at the Kardashians because they're getting paid like $100 million or something for their family story.
Well, they have to split it between like 27 kids.
That's not what I'm talking about. You're talking about batteries, and I said you could charge.
Oh.
Jen was coming in strong with the dad jokes.
It was just a pun.
Let's look at it this way, back to the Kardashians. Let's say somebody decided to do a television program on the four of us, and we were given $100 million. So that's 25 mil a piece. What do you think? Would you show up the next day here? I would, but you probably...
I would. We'd have to, because we were getting paid to do that, right?
Right. Well, that's the idea. Okay, so we talked enough about Chernobyl and all of that stuff. I mean, that's just rehashing the old world way of doing things. I still think, though, to just for a second about power, because we talk so much about coal-fired plants and how dangerous they are, and, you know, let's do wind, let's do solar. I still maintain, and there's nobody really who has proven me wrong with this, if the plants are built properly with the right supervision, they are much more desirable than coal or fossil fuel burning.
The thing is, for people who talk about failures and stuff, I mean, there can be failures with anything, and there can also be attacks on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be pretty easy for people to attack our drinking water supply or aqueduct system. I mean, there's the risk everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why people are so resistant to
because the bad news is so bad. That's the problem. It's like it's catastrophic when it goes wrong.
Well, speaking of catastrophic, I would ask turn to my dear friend Jennifer as to what the Republicans are saying now about Ukraine.
They passed that spending package finally in the House.
Yeah.
So the Ukraine's going to get the aid money that
how much did it end up being?
We're in so
$14 billion.
It's a one point, but they passed. So here's the thing, is that they wouldn't just pass the aid for Ukraine. They had to create an omnibus spending bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so this bill is actually a $1.5 trillion spending package. So it's going to fund the government, and they took out billions that were supposed to refill the COVID-19 coffers. But, I mean, how do we just keep doing this? I mean, we're already inflation is just out of control, and more money, we're going to just gin it out and start printing more money.
Not a good look. So here's one of the, you know how I love to talk about planes and airlines and things like that. So in one of my usual sources, and that's what, if I stick out my chest and beat my chest and say, this is what makes this program different than anybody else's program, because there isn't a soul in the world that's going to talk about all the airplanes that are stuck in Russia that belong to leasing companies and banks in America and around the world. The largest, this is interesting because in the largest leasing companies, largest aircraft leasing companies in the world are in Ireland. I don't know why. There must be some tax incentive
for it,
because there are four huge
pharmaceuticals, all that stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They all have big tax incentives.
So the European Union has shut down all traffic. They've basically shut down the there's no airline, there's no airplane, no planes are flying anywhere in Russia. So they parked hundreds of planes. Matter of fact, there are 777 planes in, 980 commercial aircraft in Russia. 777 of them belong to these leasing companies. And so now that this everything's shut down, the airlines aren't making payments on the planes. So all these companies have said, okay, we're going to repo the planes. So they're trying to figure out how to do that, because these planes, if they sit there, the Russians claim that they're going to blow them up. And there are hundreds and hundreds of planes. If they just go and blow them up, what happens? All of that value, all of those billions of dollars in the ownership of the planes goes up in smoke, literally. So the biggest outfit is a company in Dublin, Victoria, called AerCap. They are the largest aircraft leasing firm, and they own the most planes in the world. They lease them. So airlines here, some, you can tell by looking at the tail numbers, whether it's a leased plane or whether it's owned, by the numbers. If it's five numbers and no letters, it belongs to a leasing company. If it's three numbers and two letters, it belongs to the airline. If you're ever curious enough to look at the tail numbers in the back of the planes. Anyway, so all of these planes, Putin has banned anybody from touching these planes and has said, if you touch our planes, we're going to blow them up. I don't know how they're going to figure that out, because there are guys, you know how the car repo, isn't there a TV show about a car repo guy? It seemed to me at some point in time there was a TV. It ought to be, if there isn't one, because that's a... Yeah,
I think
I
there
know
are some different
there's
reality shows right. that have followed repo people.
So imagine if you're an airplane, an airplane repo guy. How do you get in to... Once you get into a plane, there's no key. You can start it and you can fly it. You just have to get into it. That's the biggest
challenge.
Remember
the employee, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago, who actually stole the plane and got up in the air, right?
Right,
and
yeah.
And then couldn't land it or something.
So anyway, what this done, there are, I don't know, at last count, I think there were 12 or 14,000 commercial aircraft in the world. We have 5,000, I think almost 6,000 of them here in America, and then, you know, around the rest of the world. And so if they blow up 700 planes, then that's going to affect the value of the used planes on the market. And it just, I don't know, it just is pretty mind-boggling to think about how deeply the problem in Russia goes in every facet of life. You know, who would have even thought about all the planes that are there? Who knows how many cars and trucks and railroad cars they belong? You know, the Russians don't have any money. They don't own anything. They lease everything. They don't buy anything. So all of the stuff that they have not paid for, they have a subway system, they have buses, they have, you know, all kinds of stuff that they're not going to be able to pay for. The country is going to collapse whether somebody puts a bullet in Putin's head or not, or they overthrow him. The actions of Putin on his own have destroyed the future of that country for decades.
Yep.
They don't have any real resources other than oil anyway. So, you know, you've got to think, what is that going to do to the balance of power or the balance of trade or the balances, you know, food supplies, that sort of thing in the world? This is so complicated, it's going to take years and years and years and years to straighten out the mess that this guy has created.
Yep. Food insecurity, a lot of stuff is being tossed around because of this.
Yep. All right, let's take a breath here. It's 47 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I need 4 more of the biscuit canitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour. Here we are, Instruments of Change on the radio, the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan to go through some of the technology news. We were just talking off the air about the president and what he's doing in the oil and gas sector, and now there is also a focus on crypto. I wonder what this is going to do to my $5 that's invested in cryptocurrencies. Give me the good news, Victoria.
I think you'll be safe. So President Biden signed an executive order that a lot of financial experts have been, you know, hoping he would. This is a sweeping review of how the government approaches cryptocurrency. Also how we want the U.S. to, you know, remain and be one of the leaders in this rapidly growing industry. And obviously containing risk to U.S. consumers is always, you know, a concern. So ultimately, there will probably, at the end of this review, there will probably be a regulatory response. Right now, it's very fractured. There's really no structure to it. The rise of digital assets.
Right. There's
nothing about it is regulated. You can buy and sell, and there's no way to track how much you owe in taxes. I mean, it's really just the Wild West.
Whippy!
So right now, the digital assets in the global market are valued at $1.85 trillion. And so the Russian invasion of Ukraine has made a lot of people in Washington start focus even more on this, on the ups and downs, the pros and cons of digital currency, because the Ukrainian government has gotten a lot of support from around the world, but they've been getting donations in crypto. And so that's the good part of it. It's very easy to send donations.
Where is it coming from, though, Victoria?
Groups, individual donors, different groups, charity groups.
Yeah, but the Russians are Ukrainians big time into crypto. Big, big time.
Right. Well, that's part of the reason why Biden signed this executive order, because the good side is you can give crypto in donations to Ukraine. The downside is Russia can use crypto to hide their assets. And so this is what we need to do. We need to talk about a central digital bank currency. Every other nation, including China and Russia, have already started exploring this on their own. And so the Federal Reserve in January did a big report outlining the potential benefits and drawbacks of issuing electronic cash, and essentially they turned it to the public, and they want the government to do a review, and they want the public's input. Biden's order directs financial regulators to review any threats that crypto poses to the stability of the financial system. One of the interesting things is there's a Circle, which is a company that has the second most popular stable coin. That's the second most popular crypto. Jeremy Allaire is the chief executive of Circle. He wrote on Twitter after Biden issued this order that the crypto companies have actually been begging the government for 9+ years to look into this. And so they seem really happy that we're finally moving in this direction to, you know, open our eyes and see what the possibilities could be.
See what some of the letters to the editor have to say about that. Okay, stand by for Amazon using Victoria's favorite word, finally getting off of their butt and doing something about their trade in Russia. That's up next.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, let's get at it. The Amazonians are suspending what in terms
Amazon
of their business
suspend-
in Russia?
Yeah, Amazon is suspending all shipments to Russia and Belarus. And so this
What's
is...
taking them so long?
Well, they're also barring access to Amazon Prime Video in Russia, which I don't really know that that accomplishes much. Like, if you take away Amazon Prime Video or Netflix, like, what is that really doing?
Who
it's
cares?
Not real news. but it just hurts the Russian people more. So Amazon's also halting any new orders of MMO New World, which is their most popular video game that they sell in Russia. Other video game companies have also cut off Russia. So we know that Amazon cutting off someone, I mean, it's, you can't even buy stuff with Visa and MasterCard on Amazon now. It's just crippling the Russian economy, which is, I guess, the point.
Yep, I think you're right about that. That is the point. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.